Surrounded by sugarcane fields, residents of the remote village of Shinnaux pay on average $45 American per month for water. When you consider most families only make around $300 US a month with 43% poverty nationally, water's expensive and it's not always available. Well, thanks to volunteers from Utah, Arizona, and Washington, the nearly 1,000 residents there will soon be able to pump water from a centrally located aquifer.
Now, with this drill, that's going to be able to cut it down to $15 a month. The distance is quite a bit closer as well. It's creating a job and it's creating purpose, and that's just one well.
That is Utah resident Austin Elder. He's from Nibley, and he's documenting what is the first project of this type to happen in Belize. Two Utah nonprofit groups, Who Lives and Going Beyond Borders, have partnered to provide water for the 445 school children there.
What we're really trying to work on is creating a self-sustaining opportunity for this village.
The nonprofit groups have hired local residents to power the drill to bore the 48 feet deep into the island aquifer.
Seven men, one woman, and they are the Belize drilling team. So my job has been to film and to document the trip. It's been really cool seeing these local Belizeans take ownership of this, and it's now their job, you know, it's now their livelihood, and they range from 15 years old is the youngest drill member, and the oldest is probably in his 50s.
Three of the workers spin the wheel that turns the bit, and the fourth lifts the bit up and down when necessary to punch through those tough spots. School children in Utah are raising additional funds for this same community where they'll build libraries, science and computer labs, recreation and sports areas, and purchase teaching supplies. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.